It is now time for As the Worm Turns. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Donna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Just been out early, bright and early, and still going.
Yeah. So for those of you who may not be familiar with this portion of the program, this is As the Worm Turns, where we get some great tips from our Lance Swaggart, who is very generous with his knowledge and information about organic gardening. So we have, did you want to start with the questions that had come
sure.
in? Okay. So we had a call from Adam, and so he had two questions. He wanted to know, he apparently has an orange silly string looking like fungus, and he wanted to know how to deal with it.
Okay. Well, a friend of ours asked that to me. Another thing, that stuff is called dotter, D-O-T-T-E-R.
Okay.
It likes dry weather. Hot and dry.
And what kind of plants does it go after?
I think it goes after anything opportunistic. I have some in the south side of my house, but that's just planted into wild plants and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to let it go. When I first started my garden, I had it a little bit. It'd show up, and I'd be out thinning or weeding the carrots. Oh, look at that. Just starting. And I would just pinch it off. I think you got to get the center of the plant, that center mass. The tendrils possibly will die. I don't quite remember because I haven't had it for a long time.
Okay.
And if you want to look it up, I think it's medicinal. I'm not sure how, but I think the Native Americans used it in some fashion.
So basically, you since it shows up in extreme dryness,
yeah,
is one way to counter it by making sure you get water to your plants?
I wouldn't be surprised that if you watered more, because like it doesn't exist in my garden, inside my garden, at all.
And but you've found it outside where you're not having so much water getting.
Yep, and it's along the roadways. You can see those orange masses on the sides of the road. It's there. And
how big does it get?
It depends on the plant it decides to climb on. You know, I've seen it, just mainly on the ground. But if it gets into, I've never really seen it in sagebrush, though.
Mm-hmm.
And but I've mainly seen it in grass and that alfalfa, that kind of stuff. So it's probably only going to get as tall as those plants. But it can get, 4 and 5 feet growing along the ground.
Okay. And so when you say get the center of it,
well,
about the center mass. So.
Yeah.
Well, what would that look like for those that?
Well, it's just the tendrils or whatever, all those stringy things. They're much thicker, a thicker round.
Uh huh.
Let me look out the window and see if I can see this one because I know it's there. This morning, yeah. There's a central spot of it, and it spreads out from the central spot. So you want to get that.
So like a starfish kind of? I mean, are there tendrils coming off from different angles, not just one piece of silly string, so to speak? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So pull that off and drown it, or what do you do?
At the time I did, I just put it in the compost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It needs to have a living host to survive. So once you pull it off, it's not, I don't think it's, you just got to make sure you get the center of the thing.
Okay.
And you might have to do it a couple times.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Great. And then Adam's second question was, what's a good way to deal with squash bugs?
Yeah. Squash bugs are tough. And I just started seeing them again in my garden, just a little bit. So I have a small enough patch, so to speak, to go through it and squash them, get all the eggs, get all the adults I can find, and the juveniles. And I've noticed that sometimes they get away, and the juveniles, after they've hatched, seem to congregate on the squash. And so it's a
little fruit
bit,
itself.
The fruit itself, yeah. And so they're pretty easy to find.
All right.
Okay, there's some other things. Let's see, spraying essential oils of sage or thyme, about 10 drops to the gallon, will repel them. Now, in a real heavy infestation, I don't know if that's going to work. But you'd have to, and you have to keep on doing it. It's not something that you just do once and walk away.
Okay.
And let's see what else. Salmonella is a, I think it's some sort of ground up plant. It's S-A-B-A-D-I-L-L-A. Supposedly that, and you can get that. You'd have to find a distributor, go online, something to find that. But that supposedly will kill them.
Okay.
And you would mix it into a spray.
Uh-huh.
And the best thing to do is clean up your garden in the fall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because?
If you don't, they have a wintering ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's really the key?
Yeah.
To getting rid of them?
Yeah.
All right. Great. All right, so did you have anything you wanted to share with us?
Just a few things. The garlic spray that I mentioned a while back that I was spraying for aphids and things like that, that has cleared up all the aphids. It's cleared up all the pear slugs on the pears and cherries. There was some white fly in the apples. The white flies are gone. Now, there's a different type of white fly that's in the grapevines. It's having a little bit more difficult time. Those guys are still around.
Uh-huh.
But it seems to be working really good.
Good.
And stuff. So, and I planted round black Spanish radishes this morning. If you want fall turnips, 24th of July.
That's pretty specific.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's just somebody mentioned that to me, and it was just an old-timer saying, fall tournament's 24th of July.
Okay. So what else, what else can be planted now for fall?
Oh, I haven't done, I guess planted peas the other day, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to continue. I got probably going to do two more plantings, maybe three of lettuce and cilantro and green onions.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the end of July, the 31st or the first part of August, daikons, radishes.
Right.
And I will also be planting a little bit more beets and kohlrabi.
And then what about spinach?
Oh, and spinach that first week of August.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to try a little earlier, you can. Or a little later. If you're down like Delta or even Grand Junction, I wouldn't do it the first week of August. I'd do it the second week.
About the first week of September when it cools off.
Yeah. Well, okay. The thing is, it might be cooling off, but you're also playing with day length.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so it just, you have to find that timing of where it's still mature even in the shorter days.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so off to a good start.
Yeah.
All right, great.
I think that's about it.
Okay, great. Well, we really appreciate, as always, your willingness to share your knowledge and information with all of us. And thanks to Adam for calling in with his question. And any of you out there that may have other questions, you can go to the kvnf.org website and look up Free Range Radio. And there's a place for comments where we check before coming on the air to see if there's any questions that have been posed. Additionally, you can call here into the station at 1-866-KVNF now or 527-4868, and we will get the questions on with the next episode.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks again, Lance.
You guys take care.
You too.
Bye.